Welcome to The Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. Most of us can quickly think of a godly individual who we've looked up to for years. Whether a figure from Scripture or someone you know personally, the same steps were taken to make them who they are. In this episode, we are joined by evangelist Morris Gleiser to discover how today's habits take down tomorrow's giants.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. I'm Bobby Bosler, and I'm speaking to you today from Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. And right now I'm sitting across the table from a man I greatly respect, who's been in the ministry for a long time, Brother Morris Gleiser. He's an evangelist. He travels the country, and he has, during his ministry, spent a lot of time working with young people. And as I've been listening to him speak to our church here and the college this week, I thought, you know, I need to give him an opportunity to speak to you who are listening to this podcast, you who are part of the Generation. Brother Gleiser, thank you so much for joining us here today. I wonder if maybe you could just share with the young people what's on your heart.
I sure would. I'm thankful, Brother Bobby, for the opportunity to speak. And teenagers, I'm glad that you're listening to this podcast. And anyone else listening, we're very thankful for this opportunity for us all to be challenged by Scripture and by a challenge of someone that can help you with reference to this matter of staying focused on honoring the Lord. So I would encourage you to keep coming back to the podcast. You know, young people, I was thinking as I was asked to share something with you here, that one of the most familiar stories that I guess we all have heard our whole life is that very, very familiar story of David slaying Goliath. David was a champion for the Lord, but it started long before he got out on the battlefield. It started back at home. He was obedient to his dad. He took care of responsibilities at home. Whenever his dad told him to do something, he obeyed. And so I would say to you, as you desire to be a champion and you want to live in victory for the Lord and stay focused as a young person seeking to honor the Lord with your life, it starts at home. Keep yourself in a position where you are obeying your parents. No doubt there were times David probably wondered if his dad really knew what was best. As a teenager, you're becoming more and more independent. However, the wisest teenagers I've ever met are those that are submissive to those leaders that the Lord has put over you. And then there's another thing about David's life. It is so obvious when he stands out there on that field and looks at Goliath. Goliath stood there with a sword and with a shield and with a lot of armor. And yet David said to him, "I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts." And I just started going through this story, and I saw how many times David referred to the Lord. Let me just read a few of these verses. He said when he was speaking to King Saul, he said, "Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God." The very next verse he said, David said, "The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." So he refers to the Lord. He goes on to say to Goliath, he said, "You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and with spear, for the battle is the Lord's." Okay, I could go on, but teenager, here's the point. David was not just submissive to the leaders at home, his parents. He was saturated with the Lord in his life. He knew the Lord. He knew him personally. Can I just challenge you in this stage of your life, never, ever, ever minimize the importance of saturating your life with Scripture. Walk with God. I don't know of anything more important than you just focusing on your daily time with God. Don't let it become a routine. Don't let it become just a reading assignment. Don't let it become something that you can look to some other leader like your youth leader, your parents, and say, yes, I put in my time in the Bible. No, it's not a reading assignment. It's a relationship. Walk with God. Get to know Him. Get to the point where you can hear the Lord clearly speak to you. I would encourage you to get yourself a journal, a notebook, and every day as you finish some time in the Scripture, look for one big thing that God spoke to you about, and then write it down in the journal. Just say, on this date today, God challenged me about my prayer life, or today God told me that I need to be looking for opportunities to witness for Him, or God rebuked me about some sin in my life. Get to know your God and let Him speak to you. Write it down and indicate what it is the Lord is doing for you. And then I would encourage you to share with other good Christian friends what the Lord spoke to you about. Don't catalog God as just somebody that you hear about, sing about, and talk about when you're at church. Let Him be someone that you are constantly, consciously aware of His presence. He's there with you. David was saturated with the Lord. He was able to face Goliath. I know you've heard the story all your life to where it becomes so commonplace that you almost forget the magnitude of its truth. But David actually took on this hulk of a man, this guy that was massive, and he was able to take him down because he said, I happen to know God, and I know what God can do. When I was a teenager, young people, there was a young friend in my youth group that I grew up with. Uniquely enough to this story we've looked at today, my friend's name was David. And I couldn't seem to understand what it was about David that always struck me. He just seemed to have a testimony that was beyond anybody else in our youth ministry. He was just a kid whose walk with God was so real. And I didn't really put it in those terms. It just seemed like he was blessed in so many ways. I remember one day we were at a camp service. We were in camp together, and we got up early in the morning to beat the crowd to the morning showers. And when I got up and crawled out of bed, I was trying to figure out where I was and if I was and all this stuff. And I started looking around at David's bunk to see if I needed to wake him up, and I saw that he was already gone. I looked out on the front porch of our cabin. He was already dressed for the day, and I could tell he was out there. He was talking to somebody, but I couldn't see who he was talking to. The door was blocking my view of the entire porch. So I grabbed my stuff, and before I went to the showers to get ready for the day, I walked over to see who it was my friend was talking to. When I looked around the door, I saw he was starting his day off with the Lord. And that was when the light went off in my head. The secret of the blessed life that friend of mine had was he was walking with God. He started his day off with the Lord. He couldn't imagine a day without just taking time in the Scriptures and then spending time with the Lord in prayer. So I encourage you to do the same thing. I want you to be a champion for God. You want it. That's why you're listening to this podcast. Walk with God. Get to know Him with your whole heart.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you so much for that. And young people, you may look at some situations that may seem impossible. The giants may seem greater than you could ever imagine, but I want you to know your God is greater. Get to know Him, surrender to Him, and depend upon Him, and you'll slay some giants. Oh yeah, just a couple more things I want to mention to you before I close out this podcast episode. First, there's a bonus episode. This is the first time we've done this, but in your podcast feed and also at the bottom of the post for this episode on thegeneration.org, there's an additional interview with Brother Gleiser that I know would be a blessing to you. Second, I want to set your eyes forward to October 13th. That's going to be our one-year anniversary of starting the V Generation podcast. That will also be the final day of the Cola Clash Plus in Menominee Falls. We've got a very exciting announcement to make, and we may drop a few hints along the way between now and then, but that exciting announcement will have to wait until that day. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the V Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.